in many cases, in some cases it does, but in many cases it just is more housing. In other cases, it's really valuable to be organized as something, as a for-profit, so maybe you can get a venture capital of some sort from somebody, or as a nonprofit, so that you may be able to collect donations that, in the United States, that are tax deductible, or other, or get grants, which are often only open to certain categories of nonprofits. There's advantages, there's disadvantages, it requires a bit of study.
You have a perfect segue.
I have.
Ready for it?
Okay.
Okay, so Florida Linux, have you talked to your, well, first off, background, what are the largest industries in your county?
Oh, well, the thing in county, see, the thing is, the Florida Linux show is not bound to any specific geographic.
No, hold on, what are they, I'm curious.
Oh, well, tourism.
Tourism.
I mean, tourism, Florida is tourism.
And are there tourism organizations that support that industry? Or hotel, or successful hotel chains?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Gatorland?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, have you talked to your local community foundation?
Local community foundation is for AMS.
Is there one to your knowledge?
No.
Okay, try this on. There is probably, what county are you in?
You mean me personally?
No, the event.
This one is in Orlando.
Okay, Orlando County.
Well, it's I don't know which county is in Orlando.
Okay.
It's in Celebration. It's in area called Celebration.
Okay.
2 miles from Disney, whatever.
Great. Now, Disney. Good.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, there should be a Celebration County, or let's just say Dade County. I've heard of that from like Fox or something. I've heard of there's a Dade County Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded by the Gatorland founder. He made his millions with Gatorland. It's a pretty funny place to visit. And he set this up for community benefit. And they've been funding the library expansion for 10 years. Mm-hmm. They've helped out with a children's daycare center. Well, if you told them that, well, we are bringing an event to Dade County, Celebration County, or Disney, that brings people from around the world, from Germany, from on and on, from Norway, to our county, puts us on the map in a growing industry, and this conference is coming up. Our budget is $50,000, $20,000, $10,000, you name it. Would you consider sponsoring us? Would you consider matching grants to support our event and bring these people to our county? Because that community foundation has a mission that says, mission of this organization to improve the social, ideally research and science, but the social community of insert county here. Now, a bunch of little ladies who have been doing the library and the daycare center, all of which are excellent things, might want to have their name associated with open source in this up-and-coming high-tech industry. If you have high-tech industries such as in this region, all the better. If you have, say, timber in Oregon, talk to them. If you have Disneyland, they bring people to the region. You are bringing people to the region in a cutting-edge environment.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. They may very well say yes.
They might write you a check just out of sheer boredom with all of the library requests.
Well, you know, what I found a week, what I do a lot, is cold calling. I mean, you know,
people hate that, and you hate doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, but it's proved very fruitful in the sense that, you know, like, this is our third show, and we moved the show. It's a regional show, but we move it around, and so Orlando is the place where we had it in Jacksonville the first two times, which Jacksonville is the only city in Florida that is not funded by, that doesn't get its primary funds from tourists. That's the only city. And we had over 400 people the first venue. We had Red Hat as a title sponsor, you know, actually there was some Linux Fund pamphlets there, you know, so we had the whole gamut, you know, so, but just as you said, and what we looked at is, you know, there's an actual thing that we created called the Florida Linux Alliance Group, which is an NPO, and people are, they'd be more apt to give funds to this, which is a nonprofit organization, which they can get this money back at the end of the year, versus just a commercial endeavor. But the commercial endeavor itself, they'll readily give to them. ready. You know, you just got to kind of, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Be very careful in changing venue.
Mm-hmm.
OSCON. you will have local supporters.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who they had from Portland, but I'm sure that Powell's Books set up. Well, I don't think we'll see Powell's this week here in San Jose. When Linux Talks moved in Germany, major upset here. It was all local sponsors for that wonderful local event.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've changed county and you had been using community foundations, find the new one. If you ask them, what, 3 or 4 years ago, you say, this is our first event, they rightfully should have said no. Now, even though it's the exact same proposal 3 years later, they've seen that you've done it 3 years in a row. That's what they want to see. The board of directors needs to make a careful financial decision on the use of their money, which must meet its mission. You might have a very attractive proposal that takes very little effort if you know whom to ask and how.